making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Your wife Giselle asked a very interesting question and made a very interesting statement as well in the final installment of Tom versus Time. She said, "I just want my husband to be happy and to feel appreciated."
Yep.
Are you happy?
I have my moments. I do.
Are you happy with the people you work with and for?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. And in general, you know, I'm a very happy person. I'm a very positive person. It's just my personality. I always look at things as, you know, the glass is half full.
That was Tom Brady with Jim Gray at the Milken Institute Global Conference in Beverly Hills, California. Nice. That took place on April 30th.
April 30th.
The last time we heard from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Well, until yesterday. I'm glad he's a half glass full guy, because you keep using those paper straws, they tend to collapse by the time we have a full glass.
All right, we'll get further into that a little later, but you can count that. We've heard from him on Colbert. We've heard from him at the Milken Institute.
Good Morning America,
we heard
right?
from him in the offseason on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. We heard him in the final episode of Tom versus Time. We've seen him in promotional videos for TB12. I don't know that he had a speaking role in those, but he was in them. We've heard him in a lot of places that don't involve answering questions from people that might want to ask him a question about football. I don't typically say that guys have to talk or you know, owe it to the fans. That's really not a take of mine. I know that gets some people going. Belichick owes it to the fans to give real. No, he doesn't. He doesn't owe you jack. He doesn't owe you anything. But wouldn't it just be nice if Tom Brady, if you believe in some level of accountability, all these Instagram posts and social media nonsense that's gone on with him and Gronkowski this offseason, and all the things that happened with supporting Danny, and Danny's free, and yeah, go get him, Danny, and all that.
Well, not only that, it's everything. It's your little carpal tunnel lotion now that you're trying to push the other day. If you have that, or you want to eat a certain way, or do a certain thing, and protect this, protect that, if you want people to follow you and listen to you, give them a little the other way. Rob Gronkowski did the other day.
You know, should it be mandated
or
required that Brady speak today?
No.
But should he? Yes.
Probably should this time.
He should show up and say something
today. There are two people that didn't show up this offseason. Two big, high-profile guys. And one guy stood there and faced the media the other day and told you exactly how he felt.
He really did. Give him credit for that. Rob Gronkowski showed up and spoke.
You can't sit here and criticize him after that. When you hide and you duck and you have a little like here and a little like there and you skip every single OTA when you told us the walkthroughs and every little single thing in your approach to detail regarding the season. It's the slow build to make you have a great camp, to make you have a great start to the season, to get you ready for the playoffs and a great playoff run in the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden it's not? I think you should have to answer for that. Why it isn't now? Why isn't it that in year 19?
The indications we get are that Brady will speak today.
He's going to speak and speak briefly, I would assume.
Why does it have to be brief?
I think they've been told it's going to be brief. Okay, let's put that out there.
Well, then I'll only give half credit then.
There you go. Oh, so you're Jones now. You're going to asterisk.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a half credit. I'm not going to give him a full credit.
So Tom Brady doesn't talk today. Did you give your soul?
Well, if you get up there and you answer one question and you're not... If you're not doing it because you actually want to do it, I think it's to some degree part of the gig.
See, I don't think he's such a thinker before he speaks that I don't think he could come across as to be doing this quickly. He's not going to get up there and yes, no you and say, okay, guys, thanks.
All right, so Bill spoke for less than 3 minutes today.
That's quick, brief,
but yep. Bill has spoken at length the previous 2 days. He's spoken 3 days in a row now.
Got anything else, guys? Covered it all last 2 days. And Belichick's been good this week.
What, they run out of lacrosse questions for him? Nothing else to talk about?
Are there any other albums than Slippery Than Wet?
Hey, Coach, you going to catch a Cannons game soon? Like, what?
Coach, what's set list for practice today that Reese could tweet out? Oh, Jim, by the way, Guess who was the first player on the field today?
I saw.
Who? Jim's who was guy? The first player?
Jordan Matthews.
Jordan Matthews, Jim's first guy out there.
Jim's all over him.
So you Belichick's guesses?
I did not.
Tony La Russa. He's in the house.
Well, Tony La Russa is here now. Well, he works here.
Well,
now.
He's a guest of honor today. Then.
That's Tony La Russa's been around town. I saw he was out for
did
dinner.
They find,
was he was out to dinner with Eck last week.
Was he asleep at that light at the bottom of the hill? Was he asleep? Was he asleep?
I'm guessing David Price wasn't there.
No, I don't think Price was there.
Yeah. What's that, Zoe?
Well, they found him on Route 1. He was asleep down there by the McDonald's at the red light.
Yeah, he had passed out drunk.
Ooh, shots.
You brought it up. I just finished the thought in case people didn't know what you were talking about.
We live under a rock.
So, yeah, I think he should talk today. And I think he should address being back. And I think he should say whatever he wants to say in the same vein of what Rob Gronkowski said a couple of days ago. About it was important for him to work out the way he wanted to. At least just say it, get it out of the way, and let's move on.
And it's not really between Tom and Rob. This is between Tom and the team and Bill. Or even the owner, too. If this is about money, because the owner deals with the money part of it, too. But Bill does the contracts. Bill stood there and seemed like an at-ease guy the other day. His tone was good. His body language was good.
Yeah.
We talked about it 2 days ago that it seemed like an extending of the olive branch, that I am ready to turn the page. I'm excited. We're doing football things. It's 2018. Let's get on to the next year. Coach is ready to move on. Tight end seems like he's ready to move on. Just need one more guy to fall in line. One more guy. And maybe that happens today. Maybe he answers some hard questions.
Well, I'm just curious, too. I'm generally curious. Right. I usually don't give a damn about hearing the Wednesday press conference from Belichick or the Wednesday press conferences from Brady. I know most of you do. Trust me, we've seen the ratings for those segments. They're good. You guys love
them. Good.
I don't know why. You want to hear from them? Great. We'll continue to do it.
I want to hear it.
Because I think they suck. I think they're boring. I don't care. I just enjoy them when they go out and play.
I just don't want to interview
a
player.
After all that crap that has gone on since the Super Bowl, and there's been so much trying to fly under the radar through cryptic tweets, Instagram posts, and the stuff with Jim Gray, am I happy? Not going to plead the fifth.
Hey, Scratchy.
I just want someone to say something that's real and authentic for once this offseason and try and move on and maybe head in the right direction as we get closer to camp. Is that so much to ask? For it to be about the football again.
See, this has a chance.
Get along.
And this has a chance to be good. And be good, why? Because everybody's down there. You know, Byron Barnett has been down there for 2 days. So you've got a lot of extra media people than just
Seven News.
The beat guys that are going to ask him lacrosse questions. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to throw one out there to him.
So I think Brady will speak today probably right around 1 o'clock. If and when he does, we will have it live. We were on standby for it yesterday. It didn't happen. But it looks like today could be the day for Brady. Around 1 p.m., and we'll hear from him. We also heard from him on Instagram a couple of days ago talking about straws. This has Zoe fired up. We will discuss that next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're going to get to Tom Brady and his video. Do we want to do the Belichick thing first? Is that what we want to do first?
What are we doing here?
Can we do that? Do we have that ability? I think that's what we want to do first. And that is this. I was just talking about how people love to hear from Bill and Tom. They love it. Today's an actual good one. Belichick the other day was a good one. First chance to hear him speak in a while. It's good. What does he do? And I thought, as much as Shaughnessy tried to poo-poo it while he was here, there was something there. And that is he kept hammering the voluntary part of it, which is different. It's a departure from what he would normally say. Doubled down on that. It was a good one. Belichick spoke again today. And we don't want to deprive anybody of being able to hear Bill when he speaks every day, because I know how much the listeners love hearing from these guys. So we're going to give it to you right now. Ready?
Great.
It'll be over real quick. Ready?
Yeah.
Very fast. Here it is.
Right now, we're just focused on getting through the spring. Deal with that later. We've been friends for a long time. It's always good to see Tony. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. So, that's what we do. Try to make the best of the time that we have. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We have so much time to work with. And we try to work as efficiently as we can with the time and the opportunity that we have. That's what we do. Not really sure what you're looking for here. But yeah, we try to plan our practices and our installation and our meetings and all the other things we do to try to take advantage of the opportunity that we have. We don't, it's not like we have a lot of them, so we try to get the most out of the ones that we have. Yeah, well, we have a lot of players out here. We have a lot of people doing, you know, multiple players doing different things. Helps get everybody a little bit more organized. All right, good?
Any other questions,
okay,
guys?
All right, great. Thank you.
And that's it. Everything he said today. That is every word that came out of Bill Belichick's mouth. 46 seconds.
Wait a minute.
Edited down.
Remember when Shaughnessy?
There it is. I want to do that every Wednesday during the season. Maybe we can't do it when it airs live. Can we do that for takeaways every week?
No questions, just the answers.
No questions, just the answers. Yep. And I would even allow for you to edit out ums and ahs or snorts.
That's what we do.
And see how much actual talking goes on there. 46 seconds. There you go. You have it.
That's what we do.
Done.
Take out his opening statement. Take out the ums and ahs. Just a question and answer.
No,
period?
I would even say keep the. You can keep the opening statement.
Didn't Shaughnessy
like 3 or 4 minutes sometimes?
That's true. Depending on the week.
Didn't Shaughnessy attack Gino Auriemma, and that was his response? Like, hey, that's what we do. We got there. We win games. What do you want me to do? That's what we do. That's what we do. Sound a little bit like Gino there.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy. It's just I get these little light bulbs that go off sometimes in my
maybe.
Head.
Maybe. All right. Here is Brady a couple of days ago talking about plastic straws.
Your wife, Giselle.
No. That's who told him to say this stuff.
Yeah, that was confirmed.
We're looking for the actual message.
I got confirmation on that today.
What? On what?
She's the one who told him to do it.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. That's my question about this. Let's hear it.
It's World Environment Day, people. Time to team up and commit to beating plastic pollution. There's an easy step that every one of us can take to tackle this big issue right away. No more single-use plastic straws. The effect of these little guys are posing a huge health risk to our planet.
Here's the birds.
And one of the solutions we're proposing is very simple. Next time you see a plastic straw like this,
yeah, drink it.
Just say, no, not falling for your ruse straw. There are plenty of way cooler environmentally friendly straws that you could use. I mean, look at these straws. These are pretty cool. This is where you need to be. So this is my commitment, and I really hope that you'll join me.
All right, so my question about this.
Cringe.
Is this how Brady actually feels? No. Or is this part of the duties he has to do to keep playing football to appease his wife? And you tell me that you've heard that the wife...
Can I have the ukulele, please?
The wife. Giselle.
Thank you.
That Giselle...
His wife.
Told him he needed to do this.
Very nice lady.
Okay, so is that what this is? How did you confirm that? You talked to somebody?
I talked to somebody.
Brady. A source?
Yeah.
In the Brady camp?
Yeah.
So this is my commitment.
Oh, we're going to do that again?
Okay. It's his commitment.
Yeah. Well, it is his. I mean, if you're going to do the whole TB12 method, right? Mind, body, soul. It's everything. Environment. It's how you feel. I recycle at home. I do. I recycle. I got a big blue bin. We put all of our plastics, glass, and cardboard in there, and the other bins for trash. And we put it out every 2 weeks. I'm a big Tom Brady guy, as you know. Big Tom Brady guy.
Yeah, you think?
So, when I got to sit here for 4 hours a day and assume and talk about why he's at an OTA or not an OTA, and you know, last time we heard from him was from the Milk Me Institute. When the hell was that?
The Milken Global.
The Milken Institute, the Milken Global one.
The
whatever.
Milk Me.
Yeah, in Beverly Hills, as you stated earlier in the show. I think April 30th was the date that you
gave. Oh, is that a put down there? When you say Beverly Hills like that? That sounds like you say it with a certain...
I mean, selected where to go. I mean, that's the last time we heard
Beverly
talk.
Hills.
We're going to hear me talk in Beverly Hills. So we did there. And then first time we're going to hear you speak after missing an entire month of OTAs.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me what kind of straw to use?
So yesterday,
and don't fall for the ruse of that straw.
At 5:52 p.m.
for your ruse, you straw.
5:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Zolak tweeted out a picture of himself with one straw in his mouth and a fistful of straws, all of them plastic.
Yeah.
And the caption is, "Yo, Brady, deal with it."
Yeah. What do you got over there? You got a little iced coffee? Hit Dunkin' Donuts on the way in this morning?
I do have a single-use plastic straw in that coffee.
Yeah. How's that straw? Pretty good? Do that little cup solo. Well, you see,
it's sort of necessary in some.
Really, if you had a paper straw, you can't do a cup solo, nor could Gronk or Big Poppy.
So why do you feel the need to taunt Tom Brady for this?
This is more about Brady than it is the straw.
Nah, it feels like for you it's about both.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I mean, I love a plastic straw. I love a good plastic straw to drink. Okay? I really do. We were, we go down and see the family every year. At Christmas, we stopped down in Lauderdale, stayed at this nice place called the Conrad Hotel.
Okay.
Right on the beach. Go out to the beach, get drinks ordered, sitting there, drinks come. No plastic straws. Paper straws. Little striped ones. Cute. Very
beautiful.
Nice straw.
Beautiful.
Paper straws at home, too. We do.
Oh. Mr. Brady, deal with it. Has a drawer full of paper straws in his house, Tom.
Can you bring one in? I have no idea what
I will.
Paper straw.
Tom, you're gonna be an anti-paper guy, buddy. When you sit there and I'm gonna put a straw in your drink,
you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
You better
Jim.
Drink fast, pal.
Jim, it's a throwback. It's very nice. People are nostalgic over the paper straws.
Oh yeah,
I miss the throwback part too. I've loved plastics my whole life. So
yeah,
I
go
don't,
deep.
I have no
I'll
idea.
Throw one back.
No,
to
I say, I'm not, but I know that other people are. It's a nostalgia item.
Yeah. So we start drinking the drinks. It's hot out, and then next thing you know, the straw collapses.
Okay.
It's get all wet and it collapses.
Right.
And it's like, God, if you don't pound your drink in like 5 seconds, straw's useless.
Okay, but you know
I understand what it's for.
So like I told you earlier, I'm picturing like a pixie stick. Like that sort of material.
Yeah, a little thicker.
No, it's better than that.
It's
and some
it's
of them
a
have like a light coating to it. Yeah. You know? I was saying, think
M&M.
Milk cartons. You know, like that's still paper, but it's a coated paper a lot of times. It's got more of a, some of them are a little thicker, like a cardboard almost. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a paper straw.
Yeah.
Nothing
glossy
wrong.
Or is it like the rough?
It's a little rough. It's not glossy at all. They're rough. I'll bring them in tomorrow.
Like milk cartons glossy.
Yeah, it's not like that.
I'll bring them in tomorrow.
I'm just trying to, it's a paper that is capable of holding liquid.
It's like paper.
Temporarily.
It's paper. Temporarily. Keyword temporarily.
Well, depending on the quality of the paper straw. Well,
depending on how quick you drink.
Listen. Okay, so
but I understand, I recycle. It's not about me not recycling. Jim Murray was even worse than me on this yesterday. He's a one-bag guy.
Oh, that was awesome.
No, but you want to taunt Tom Brady. Like, you think his video is ridiculous and think the thought about the straws is ridiculous.
No, it's just like, that's the first thing we're going to hear since you've been away from the team and all this time, and I'm going to hear you pumping a straw. Just went up my keister a little bit yesterday. That's all. We haven't talked today. Be nice if he talked today. Be nice to hear him then on something other than Earth Day or Straw Day.
Politically, I find Tom Brady to be obnoxious.
Has nothing to do with politics.
Obnoxious.
I don't care what his beliefs are.
No. I do. I find it obnoxious because of the Trump support, and then he wants to be an environmentalist. Like, dude,
I don't care.
What are you doing? You don't get to preach about the environment.
You could. You can save stuff. You could be a.
Because
Earth toter and vote for Trump.
The straw thing is cute. Like, that's a celebrity thing right now. Oh, you know, all about the consumer.
It's a rich people thing.
And your straws and your shopping bags.
It's a rich people
thing. Like Jim Murray's talking about, right?
It's rich people. There's a lot of things going on right now.
There's just
a lot of things.
There's this idea that's perpetuated there that it's all about the consumer choice. Like, it's all about the consumers and the end user that's going to save the world and save the environment. Instead of
my parents made it.
Maybe putting people in positions of power that actually impact real systemic change on this front. Yeah. Or don't bail on international agreements related to it. That's what I look at. Are you fraud? You don't get to preach about this, tell everyone what to do to save the environment. Are you kidding me with this? I find it obnoxious. I do. It's a huge hypocritical matter with this guy. That's why you know his wife is pissed at him about the Trump thing. You know she can't stand it. Because she really is.
Oh, he was going 2 weeks prior.
And there's more on the Trump front, by the way. Trump's not happy with Brady. That's why I thought of this yesterday.
Yes!
The president is not happy with your quarterback.
This guy.
I'll tell you that story next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox got a 7-1 win over the Detroit Tigers last night. Fenway, Andrew Benintendi, and Christian Vasquez, each with home runs in the game.
Vasquez with a double and a base hit. He's driven in a run. He scored another. There's a shot. High and deep left field. Driven back, and gone. Into the monster seats. Oh, he's swinging a good one.
Yes, he is. Attack mode.
That is Nesson's Dave O'Brien with the call. Left-hander Jalen Beeks will get the start for the Red Sox tonight. 10 starts in AAA Pawtucket this year, 3-3 with a 2.56 ERA. Major League debut as the Red Sox go for the series sweep. Patriots on the practice field for mandatory minicamp today. Behind Gillette Stadium, receiver Malcolm Mitchell once again absent. And according to NBC Sports Boston's Mike Giardi, Mitchell continuing to receive treatment at the TB12 facility. Golden State Warriors now one win away from another NBA championship last night. 110-102 winners in Cleveland. They have a commanding 3-0 lead. Kevin Durant, 43 points. Game 4 will be tomorrow night. Stanley Cup Finals will resume tonight in Las Vegas, and it could be over because the Capitals have a 3-1 series lead. Face-off is a little after 8 o'clock from the T-Mobile Arena, and it is the final tune-up before the U.S. Open. Round 1 of the St. Jude Classic. Troy Merritt is your leader at 4 under par. Hunter Mahan, one shot off the lead. Headlines are brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, with over 50 trucks on the road because your clogged drain is their emergency. Go to johnsewer.com. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand with you. Sergeant, substituting for Hardy, who was picked from our show. Goes to the morning show because one of them were sick again.
Is he out again tomorrow?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Take some calls here. What do you think? Want to do some calls?
Let's do it.
Calls. 617-779-0985. Been talking about Tom Brady. He will talk today, supposedly, at the end of practice. Jim, when does practice
end? I thought Beto had a big Trump take he wanted to get in.
No, we're going to take calls. Let's go to Jason on LeBron James. Been talking about LeBron. What do you got, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Sarge, it's Frogman. What's up?
Hey, Frogman, how are you?
I'm all right. So I have a question. Before I get to my question, I just want to say that I keep hearing about maybe trading Hayward to make room for LeBron. I'm like, the dude just got, like, his foot ripped off 5 minutes in, and we're already talking about trading Hayward to make room for LeBron, but either way.
I mean, you understand, somebody does have to go. You're not keeping every single guy here.
I understand that, but okay. I just think it's kind of wrong, but either way, I just want to see this team fully constituted before we, I mean, I have a question, but I just want to see them fully constituted because, like, they made it to the seventh game in the Eastern Conference Finals without their two best players. But my question is, where did Kyrie ever say he didn't want to play? He left Cleveland because he didn't want to play with LeBron.
Like, said he wanted to do his own thing and start anew.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can't play with LeBron. I mean, LeBron even came out and said he never wanted Kyrie traded. And the other thing is, how do we know it's not because Dan Gilbert or the coach or, you know, like, we don't know. Maybe he knew that LeBron was going to leave a free agency.
All right, okay. He never said it directly, never stepped to a podium and said, I don't want to play with LeBron James, because that is rarely how anything happens in sports anymore. That's not how it goes. Guys don't say things anymore. Read Brian Windhorst, who was plugged in better than anybody out there. Here's what his story said. The truth is, Kyrie's camp has been putting it out there for years. He wrote again, emphasizing years, that he doesn't want to be in Cleveland. That goes back years. And it all relates to LeBron. It all relates to LeBron. So when he was reduced to being a sidekick out there, that's when he really didn't want to be there. He wanted to get out of there. Trump, upset with Brady. Not happy about it. Upset that he did not go to the White House, and it's just been revealed.
Oh, this had to burn his ass.
Here's how it... What?
I said, oh, gosh.
Oh. Here's how it was described. Trump grew angry in April of 2017 when Tom Brady said he planned to skip the White House visit with the Patriots. Huddling angrily with aides and even calling Patriots owner Robert Kraft. One former senior administration official described a chaotic scene unfolding over the heartlands of America as Trump flew back from an event in Wisconsin. Trump made a number of calls and asked aides to help fix the situation, worried that Brady's absence would reflect poorly on him. This is from a report in the Washington Post that was put out on Monday. Talking about a chaotic scene on Air Force One the day before the Patriots went to the nation's capital.
He was coming back for a party. His guys, they were there for his inauguration. His friendship with Robert, with Jonathan, his history with the quarterback, going back to the Miss America pageants, all of it. All of it. This is his guy coming in to celebrate a championship. 28-3 they were down. And they came back to beat Atlanta, one of the most historic comeback ever in Super Bowl history. And you were going to the White House.
You had always said that you thought he was going.
I thought as recent as 6 days prior he was going. Then I found out he wasn't.
We were in the same building with him. Like right before that. And the indications were he would be at the White House. And all of a sudden he wasn't at the White House.
I was with him two weeks prior, and he was gone.
Yeah, something changed.
Things changed quickly.
I defer to the straw video influence.
Okay? That's all.
That's why I watched the straw video, and I go, "Oh, please,
yeah,
stop it with this." You expect me to believe that this is your actual heartfelt feelings, that you genuinely feel this way?
Yeah.
Who are you doing and taping this video for?
In a 100% honest scale, gun to the head, do you think he would have went to the White House with his team?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I think he would have. Yep. No doubt about it. He'd be there. He probably wanted to be there.
Do you live with that team?
And he didn't go.
You spend time with the team.
Do I find it believable that Tom Brady gives a flip about a plastic straw?
No.
Nope, I don't buy it. There it is.
I think he plays that in that big military style Ford truck he has.
Big one.
I mean, for someone so worried about the environment, drives a really, really big truck with big tires. Emissions can't be like really, really good on that thing, right? It's a big truck. It's got to get what, 13 a gallon?
I don't know so much if it's like the MPGs or like owning 8 cars. I don't know. I think it'd be more like the owning 8 car. Like, what, you need all 8 of those?
Well, noise for all them big houses.
Is that really necessary?
Them boats, man. Yeah. All the boats they were over there in Morocco.
Monica. Promoting all this hydration. Monica. It's going to take up a lot of water, Monica. Right?
Yeah, I can't say. Listen.
Makes me thirsty thinking about that boat.
You're drinking water that's putting water to good use. Can't fault them there.
Right.
But I just don't find it believable. You know what that looks like? A hostage video. Hi, everybody. It's World Environment Day.
I like when he talks with his hands. Here's
about,
my pop.
He's like a journalist that's been captured. Okay? Like, where's the sign? Where's the sign? You know, blink twice, Tom, if you're in trouble. Blink.
I'm not falling.
I mean, that's what that thing looks
I'm
like.
I'm not falling for your ruse, you straw.
You straw.
Your ruse.
No, this is not a script at all.
You are not,
guys.
You're not going to hoodwink me, you crazy ass straw.
I'm not.
With your pliability as to how you bend.
I'm not falling for this banana in the tailpipe again, straw.
But I won't rip the tips off the bananas because the spiders get in the banana tips.
That's scary. Cuts.
So this sort of plays into it. Can we just get like a real 5 minutes with him today? Just a real authentic, real answers. Just talk about something.
I want the Brady to went on the late night show that slammed the beer.
Does he get asked about the straw? Will he get asked about the straw?
I hope so.
Oh, what do you think? Awesome.
I'm sure.
Ask Belichick about Wesley Lacrosse.
I'm sure.
You don't think he's going to get asked about the straw? Reese will probably have the first question about it.
I bet when he's on the fly, he can talk real intelligently. Without the script, I'm sure he can talk real intelligently about saving the environment.
Reese got a what's up on the way out. He put the video. I said, would you have to change your shorts after he told you? Jesus Christ.
It looks like he's going to speak. Patriots.com Twitter just put out that he'll speak approximately 1:30 to the media.
All right.
From a team.
If they're saying it's going to happen, we'll carry it live when it does. Yeah, ask him to talk about
you can't waste a question about a straw.
Oh, I don't think it's a waste.
You don't think it's getting ass?
I don't think that one's a waste.
Oh, no, I think it possibly could. I think they're going to point to
how
next
much
question.
Money you got
no,
in
they're
going
to point to the question.
How much money you have? Pull it
out. What, you make a bet? What are we betting?
I got 80 bucks.
Whether or not
he
gets asked? I'll tell you what question.
Ask
Zo,
him about the show.
Zo, Jim pointed something out to me today what? That I didn't really realize because I'm just not paying close attention. Yeah. That is a question that must be asked of Tom Brady today.
Oh, it's an easy
and
one.
I hope, and you know what? I think we should reach out to some of the people there to make sure somebody asks this question of Brady, a real football question.
If one of you 83 people credentialed to stand there have invested your entire morning to get there and wait for this man to talk and
we'll
you don't ask
tell
it,
you what the
you're
question
fraud.
Is. We'll tell you that question right after
fraud,
this.
Fraud, fraud, fraud.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So I can perfect
95. The Sports Hub.
Mandatory minicamp is happening in Foxborough. It wraps up today. Day three, final day of the mandatory minicamp in Foxborough. What I did not realize is that OTAs continue next week. Voluntary portion of OTAs picks up again on Monday. There's a session Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Friday next week. There are 4 days next week where optional OTAs are happening in Foxborough with the Patriots, which will, of course, be a continuation of the work that's going on right now, today, on the field.
That's the question. That's
the
first
question that needs to be asked of Tom Brady today is, will you be here next week? You're back to work. You're now here. Are you going to be here next week? And I got to tell you this, though. If he's not, what's changed? Or what is now behind them? If
he's
he again
got a chance.
Says, you know what, I'm not
right.
showing up next week. He's... Because you know that they're at the portion of their off-season work that is not about strength and conditioning.
Right. Line.
They're now working on trying to install some things and get guys into the mix.
Well, there's a tension there. There's a natural tension there that has been created with this situation that I think the head coach and the tight end have already taken steps to defuse. It's up to the quarterback now whether he wants to continue this tension through the month of June, through July, to when he's going to talk next at the mandatory camp, the big camp, training camp. It's up to him. Ball's in his court. He either likes people wondering, questioning. Is he talking to the head coach? Is he talking to the owner? Is this about money? What's it about? The longer he allows this to continue and stay away, meaning only showing up for the mandatory parts, kind of tells you it's more about money. This is like this kind of, and the reason I say that.
Or that he's still interested in griping and pissing people off.
Well, this reminds me a little bit of Vince Wilfork. And this is how you end up getting your money, is you stay away from most of the stuff until you have the mandatory stuff. Vince did this. Stayed away from workouts, stayed away from OTA, showed up for the mandatory minicamp, then came back from camp, ended up getting a contract done. He's got a chance to help defuse some of this today and turn the page to the next year. If he's back and, like Edelman said, loud and vocal and looks like everybody's having fun, you know, he's a tough SOB to play with, blah, 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 all this stuff. Kind of want to be. He walked out with a lineman today. You see, stepping onto the field today, he walked out with all of the linemen today. You know, he's seen with Trent Brown, spending some time with him. Was he trying to condense all that time in now because Bill said time is so limited? We have to get everything in, you know, kind of squish it into practice. Now he's going to take off, see it regular training camp, except for the guys invited to the ranch out in Montana. And you won't see him till then. I think it's a great question. Will you be here for the, what, stage or phase four of the OTAs? I think it's phase four. So, or five, whatever the hell.
Next week. You're going to be here next week,
Tom.
Are
you here for the...
It's voluntary next week.
Are you here for the sessions next week where you're allowed to put helmets and shells on?
Hey, I think it's better if it's not the first question. It's like in the middle of a bunch of questions, just quick. Hey, Tom, will you be here next week? Already while he's rolling. Maybe he doesn't have time to think about it.
Right.
I'm getting reports from people on the ground there that most of the contingent has already left practice, stopped watching to go set up for Brady to make sure they get a front row seat. It's like a circus down there right now.
90 minutes away. It's incredible.
So you're not going to sit there and watch practice. So all these guys that invested and ladies that invested hours of their morning to get down there aren't going to sit there and chart practice. Hurry up.
What's more important?
Brady.
Brady. We're going to break down OTAs for the next hour and a half, or are we going to wait until 1:30?
I don't know. You have any tweets from OTAs with your little jingle?
No, but you're saying it right there. What do you care about? The on-field stuff today or Brady talking? Brady talking always going
to
be
better. I want to see if Brady threw better today than he did yesterday. According to everybody, he had a down day yesterday. So now all of a sudden you're going to have two down days and leave and not be here for the throwing session next week? I think it's all part of it. Brady goes out there and lights it up today. Gives him more of an inclination to, you know what, I'm good.
You think he hasn't decided yet? He's waiting to see how he performs today?
You know what? You're not smart enough to put words in my mouth, okay?
Well, that's what you just said, kind of.
Yeah, I know. But, no, it's already been decided. That's why the question needs to be asked, because you know it's already been decided.
Because it's an easy answer. Yes. It's either yes or he stumbles around.
God, would he look bad if he has another bad day today? Like, he wasn't perfect yesterday. 2 days ago, he was almost perfect. Down day yesterday, hashtag advantage defense. You get two straight hashtag advantage defenses, back-to-back days, last day of minicamp, don't look too good for him. That's all. Go home and play with a straw.
Yeah, go home and tape a couple more hostage videos down in the basement.
Oh, if his locker wasn't full of paper straws top to bottom when he came has nothing.
That would be me. This was what Matt Light did. Now, you don't need a goat head in this locker today. We're filling it up with straws.
617-779-0985 is the phone number.
People attacking me, you're out there getting your iced coffee. Oh, you frauds. So you mean you're going to take
Wait a minute.
Oh, I begin attacked on Twitter. I use the... for everybody that goes to Dunkin' gets
their
iced
coffee.
You're
being a taunting D-bag about it.
I'm being a taunting D-bag.
Yeah, no.
I was going at the quarterback more than the straw thing.
You were taunting him about the take. You were taunting the take. You were taunting him and his take. And here's the thing. I don't have an issue with the take. I get it.
It was the stage.
I believe in it.
I do too.
I believe in the take.
Yeah.
Which is reducing plastics. Yes, I'm all for that.
I agree with that. I do.
You should see the recycling that goes on in my house. I'm the recycling.
You know what?
Like the soup Nazi. I'm the recycling Nazi in my house.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you, and all you people getting on me for not recycling. I do recycle. I'm going to show you what a recycler I am.
Oh, are you?
So the town of Wrentham gives us this massive blue bin. I don't know if you have it, but they bring the truck and it hooks up. It's a big one. It's
96 gallons.
It's double the size of our trash pickup. I had that sucker filled to the top with recycling stuff to the point where I had another cardboard box, an actual box that I filled up with other condensed boxes that I collapsed and stacked next to it that the recyclers didn't take away because they didn't want to get out of your truck. They left it there. They only took the blue bin.
Well, that's a problem with your town. You got to move to a nice place like Quincy where you can literally put anything on that curb.
Yeah,
would take that away.
You would think. So that box.
I will say. And they just fired the trash people in our town.
I'll text my daughter right now to go out and take a picture.
They did.
Monday is our pickup date. It's still out on the road.
We fired our trash company because they weren't up to our standards. And we have high trash and recycling standards in Quincy that we got another company coming in to do it now.
Mm.
Because I'm telling you, man.
Box is still out there.
It's always been the best.
I ain't picking up.
You'd be envious of the kind of haul away services you get.
Well, maybe next time I'll just put it in regular trash.
We don't deal with stickers.
One bag. Everybody knows
one
rules.
Barrel.
How about that, Murray?
You got trash. You got recycling. They're taking it away, baby.
One bag. Everybody knows the rules.
No. Not in Quincy. Not in Quincy.
Portnoy.
Nope. Absolutely fabulous municipal services. I got one of those big blue bins. I got two recycling bins. And I do. I yell at my kids about recycling. I yell at my wife about it.
So they're telling me, don't over-recycle now.
I drive my wife crazy with it. She didn't recycle in her house growing up. And I'm like, how do you not recycle that? That's recyclable. Put it in the bin. Yeah, we're one of those families that has two trash cans in the kitchen.
Hostage bin.
The size. Funny. One is one is your typical. Jim's already shaking his head at me. One is.
I'm shaking my head at Zoe looking at Twitter.
One
in the
is the trash barrel.
Talking about this.
One is the trash barrel and the other one is the recycling barrel. They're both the same. You split them up in the house and then it's easy to get them out to where they need to be. So I believe in the take. I don't think he believes in it. I think he's full of garbage. Full of baloney.
Nice pun.
No pun.
Full of garbage.
I see what you did.
I think he loves garbage. I think he piles his garbage high and puts it in a landfill and never thinks twice about it.
How much garbage he must have.
I think he likes the things washing up on the beach in Nahant whatever they were talking about at Felger Mass. I still haven't heard this clip Jim told me about.
We're going to do it on the other side.
I think we should play it on the other
side. We're playing it on the other side.
To lead the noontime hour.
Yep. Get you ready for recycle
day. I think that's Brady's world, the one he's living in.
These Wellesley people. Newton and Brookline.
All right, we'll play that on the other side, and we will get to your call. So if you're on the line, please stay put. That's Bill, Brandon, Caleb. Stay right where you are. We'll get to you in 1 minute.